You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. That's horrible.
You're listening to CJLO News. The National English Leadership Debate took place in CBC Radio Canada in Montreal earlier this April. CJLO News was at the debate and behind the scenes. CJLO spoke with people gathered outside of the building supporting different parties about their perspectives.
I'm voting for Mr. Poilievre. I think the choice is really obvious because though Carney tries to say and implement in people's mind that he's been here for a month, it's hard to forget that he's been Trudeau's economic advisor for the last years. So everything we have going on currently with our economy that's wrong, the inflation, he's part of the problem.
Honestly, Pierre is just so focused on following Trump's playbook. Like, it's not irresponsible to let them lead. And that's most of it. Not gonna lie.
Thank you so much. And who do you want to vote for in this election and why?
Carney. He's the only one that seems to actually understand what's going on, especially with the economy and what's going on there.
Inside the press room, squabbles between journalists led to a tense environment.
With nothing in front of you. Yes.
Every leadership debate, leaders come out one at a time after the debate and face an open question period with journalists. But this year, the session was cancelled. This was due to tensions arising backstage between journalists.
I can do the job of one of me can do the same job you clearly need five reporters to do. So am I the disgrace, or is it all of the people you needed to do the job I do by myself?
Most of the fighting started when reporters noticed Rebel News, a Canadian right-wing outlet, had five camera operators and five reporters present. Every other media outlet was told only send one reporter and one camera operator. But Rebel News was able to send multiple after threatening the debate commission with a lawsuit. Rather than removing the extra reporters, the debate commission canceled the open question period for all journalists, citing safety concerns for the party leaders. Here is the debate commission executive member, Michel Comier.
The press room will be open until 11, so you can finish filing. And I invite you to call the campaigns if you want any press availability.
In the end, no press was able to ask leaders questions. For CJLO News, I'm Aimide Ojo.
Hello, you're listening to Bikini Broadcast on CJLO 1690.
Hey, I'm Kaya.
I'm Ingrid. And we have a really good playlist for you guys.
Honestly, it's my favorite playlist we've ever had. I'm so excited. We have some like dreamy, kind of cool, chill vibes.
Yeah, starting off pretty chill.
Yeah, so first, we're going to get right into it. We have two songs in a row by Travis Bretzer. I've been playing these on repeat. They're honestly incredible. So just enjoy these. Sit back, relax. Here's Misty Morning by Travis Bretzer, followed by The Snooter, two of my favorite songs lately. Here you go.
New day, misty morning, rain is pouring, yeah. New day, looks like an evening, the light is leaving, yeah. I know tomorrow will be just as ordinary as all the other days, and I'll try to dig in deep and make it out by the skin of my teeth, but I'm so tired of trying. Maybe my mind's preoccupied, maybe Maybe I'm just your fool. Maybe I'll go and take the time to start searching for tomorrow. Old ways have it cheapened in the evening, yeah. Old days, fake recollection, distant reflection, yeah. As ordinary as all the other days, and I'll try to dig in deep and make it out by the skin of my teeth, but I'm so tired of trying. Maybe my mind's preoccupied, maybe I'm just your fool. Maybe I'll go and take the time to start searching for tomorrow.
That was The Snooter by Travis Bretzer. And now we're going to get into a band called Of Montreal, because we're of Montreal. Funny story about that band name. Apparently the lead singer has they're called Of Montreal because he had a failed relationship with a girl from Montreal. And I feel like, unfortunately, that's like really relatable to me. So look out for future bands that are called Of Montreal. It's my fault. I'm sorry. But yeah. Next, we're going to get into European Vegas by Mac DeMarco, and then Some Secret by Alex G, which is my favorite Alex G song, other than which is unreleased, but if you ever have the chance to look it up, it's kind of the best song.
How do you
ever
spell that for the
U-H,
people listening?
Oh. Just it's like some of the best writing on a song I've ever seen. Like, one of the lyrics is like, I think you're like the autumn leaves. When you're all withered and dried up, you'll fall on me. It's crazy.
Lyrical
song.
Genius,
lyrical,
but then he calls
genius.
The song
anyway.
We're going to get into it.
Yeah, we are.
This is Of Montreal.
Built up my defenses,
so I gave my heart completely. Vaseline over the lenses.
Memories don't go away. I remember every day.
All of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
Au cinéma public, nous proposons une programmation en salle composée de films d'ici et de nouveautés internationales, de classiques et des pépites méconnues, ainsi que de courts-métrages et des séances familiales. Nos billets sont parmi les moins chers à Montréal, 10$ au tarif régulier et 8$ pour les étudiants, les enfants et les aînés. Nous offrons également des cinécartes de 6 billets pour encore plus d'économies. Venez nous voir à la Casa d'Italia, juste en face de la station Jean Talon. Et rendez-vous au cinémapublic.ca pour découvrir notre programmation. Le cinéma public pour un cinéma vivant.
How do you get up in the morning and put your pants on? Why do you put the pants on? I'll explain it to you someday. How do you do it? How do you get up? How do you do it?
It's pretty simple, actually. You tune in to CJLO 1690 AM.
Put your pants on, buddy.
Welcome back.
Before the break, you heard Some Secret by Alex G, European Vegas by Mac DeMarco, and Requiem for OMM2 by Of Montreal.
Exactly. That was a mouthful, but you killed it. And we have another Of Montreal song. This was Ingrid's pick, Rude Girl on Rotation.
Yeah, I think that's from their most recent album. I swear they put out like an album every year since like 2005, ooh, which is crazy.
But I have some catching up to do. I've just been listening to the one we played before, the Sunlandic Twins. So good, though.
Yeah, it's sort of like their best album, I think.
It's amazing.
But yeah, next song is super chill again. And then since they... Of Montreal is not from Montreal, they're from Athens, Georgia. I thought I'd put in another pick from a band also from Athens, Georgia. So after Rude Girl on Rotation, you're going to hear Rome by the B-52s.
All right, here we go. Rude Girl on Rotation.
Thank you.
Hi, you just heard Nothing Would Change by the Linda Lindas on Bikini Broadcast.
So true. I loved that.
Yeah, it's really fun. I just went to see the Linda Lindas last night. They played in Montreal and it was like so good. I honestly have like so much to say, so we'll see how much I can fit in. But yeah, I didn't even like, I feel like, you know, it's good because I 2 hours before the show, I like so did not want to go. I had a headache. I had to nap twice. And I was like, I have to go to like a rock show. And then it was so good. They had so much energy. They were like jumping around the stage. It's just, they're a really awesome band. They're like, the drummer's literally 14.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's which crazy. Is crazy. I guess they're all like childhood friends, I think. But they did so good. It was so fun. There was like a couple, they had like a little kids section in the audience, like right by the front. And there was like a couple like girls that were definitely less than 10 and they like knew all the lyrics. And I was like, oh my God, that's like, amazing. I'm going to cry. But
were they moshing?
Like they were jumping up and down. Yeah. Aww. Yeah. It was so cute. And the venue was great. They played at the Fairmount and there was like the perfect amount of space. So me and my friend were like super close to the front, but you weren't squished or anything. Ooh. It was just like ideal conditions for a show. So super fun. I'm going to play another one of their songs up next. Yeah. And then we got some more similar stuff. Some fun Russian new wave coming up.
Yep. Guess who picked that? I love Russian literature. Anyway, yeah. So another Linda Linda song.
Yeah. If you ever get the chance to see them, I highly recommend. So yeah. Up next is Racist Sexist Boy by the Linda Lindas.
Yeah.
That was I Don't Love You by the Dishrags. And before, if you're just tuning in, you heard Racist Sexist Boy by the Linda Lindas.
So good. Next, we're going to hear the Russian New Wave song we were talking about. This is Pashka Siharet by Kino, who I would describe as like the Russian Depeche Mode or something. Like, they're awesome. Late 80s, early 90s band, spelled K-I-N-O. Definitely check them out. And after that, Medicine Bottle by Red House Painters, which is a 10-minute long song. We're only going to play like five just for the sake of time. But you know it's good because I've been listening to this on repeat and it goes by. It honestly feels like a minute goes by every time I listen to it. It's incredible. So get into like a moody vibe for these two. Here you go. Kino up first.
Я сижу и смотрю в чужое небо из чужого окна и не вижу ни одной знакомой звезды. Я ходил по всем дорогам и туда и сюда, обернулся и не смог разглядеть следы. Но если есть в кармане пачка сигарет, значит, все не так уж плохо на сегодняшний день. И билет на самолет с серебристым крылом, что взлетая оставляет земле лишь тень. Быть виноватым без вина, и никто не хотел руками жар загребать. А без музыки на миру смерть не красна, а без музыки не хочется пропадать. Но если есть в кармане пачка сигарет, значит, все не так уж плохо на сегодняшний день. И билет на самолет с серебристым крылом, что взлетая оставляет земле лишь тень. Thank you.
Mike Scoob. We're all out of Scooby snacks.
Oh, oh. Zoinks.
What are we going to do now?
B-A-L-O?
C-J-L-O? Like that super swell, Scoob.
Roby roll.
This is a public service announcement with guitar.
Are you following the Canadian election? Where do you plan on getting the results on election night? How about CJLO's live election night broadcast? We'll be broadcasting live on April 28th from 6 p.m. until the election is called. As results roll in, we'll be having honest conversations with community members, activists, experts, and journalists about election issues that matter to you, CJLO listeners, complete with a call-in section and some election-themed tunes. That's April 28th from 6 p.m. until the election is called. Over 5 hours of straight, live, trustworthy, grassroots election coverage.
Do you love hip-hop and R&B? Is your Thursday afternoon lacking groove? I'm DJ Samuel D. Roberts, and I got you covered. Listen to my show, Whip Appeal. I'll be playing hip-hop bangers, R&B slow jams, and everything in between from Canada and around the globe to groove up your Thursday afternoon. Listen to Whip Appeal, Thursdays at 2 p.m. CJLO 1690 AM.
There is no more.
gonna happen, my love? It's all in my head, she said, morning after nightmare. You're building a wall, she said, higher than the both of us. So try living life instead of hiding in the bed. Happened under a rainy cloud, passing through the dark south. We went into a big house and slept in a small bed. I didn't know you then, as well as you of me. We talked of our sad lives separately, and we went off separately. I found your overseas souvenirs, holiday greeting cards, and some long forgotten high school fears. It's all in my head, I said, banging the piano. I've not been so alone, I thought, since kicking in the womb. I drank so much tea, I wrote my letters in kanji. Around the block I walked and walked, pretending you were with me.
That was Medicine Bottle by Red House Painters. And if you like it, there's 5 minutes more of it for you to go check out. It's amazing. I feel like that those two songs have been on repeat for me and are very like mysterious.
They're good. The Russian one is like so awesome.
And the band is full of songs like that. Okay. Genuinely good incredible. Like all of the songs are great. I think they're pretty popular over there. Anyway, now... Yeah. Got some good stuff coming up. Gutless by Hole.
Yeah.
Classic.
I feel like our last few songs were like Bikini Broadcast classics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Got Gutless by Hole up next. Back on the Chain Gang by The Pretenders after that. All their stuff is so good. So,
yeah. Quintessential Bikini Broadcast.
It's true. So, stay tuned.
I love Courtney Love, by the way.
Oh,
my world at night. To a place in the past we've been cast out of. Oh, now we're back in the fight. We're back on the train. Pigeon from hell. Oh, through sand in our eyes and descended like flies. Put us back on the train.
Back on the Chain Gang by Pretenders, and this is about the end of our show today. Thanks for listening, as always.
Yeah, thank you. We have one last song, but yeah, we're gonna say goodbye and see you next week. Well, you'll hear us next week.
Unless you're watching us from the window, but you know, hopefully.
Oh my
not.
God, I always felt like someone was watching us. We finally came to the bottom of it. Anyway, last song
is Wrong Planet by Ribbon Skirt off their new album Bite Down. I played some of the album last week because, one, it's super good, two, they're from Montreal, and three, they're playing a show tonight at La Toscadura, I'm pretty sure it is the venue. So if you like the song, you should come out. Sounds like it's going to be a super awesome show with a couple of other Montreal bands. So yeah, let's get into it. Enjoy the song and see you next week.
Bye.